that it is time for I Can't Believe It's Not News. If you're watching the news at night or maybe going on some news websites and I'm just gobsmacked is what counts for news these days. And so am I, and so is Nick Healy from Sunday Breakfast. He joins me in the studio. Good morning, Nick.
Constantly gobsmacked. And I love the fact you didn't suggest that anyone might have picked up a newspaper. That wasn't an option, apparently. Huh?
Come on, that's for dinosaurs, newspapers. All right, so we go through, Nick picks out three items in the news cycle, which just simply isn't news, and focuses on one important story getting lost in the wash. What's been making non-news this week, Nick?
Well, look, if the Melbourne Cup is the race that stops a nation, then the hottest 100 is the vote that divides a nation, or at least the 1.25% of the Australian population who actually bother voting in it. Yes, that's the real figure. Given that such an arbitrary listing of songs, why are people so into it and why are people so angry about it? Like, people who haven't listened to a radio outside of a car trip in 15 years spend January 26 glued to a wireless just so they can get angry on social media about what they're listening to.
It's a sport almost, isn't it?
Look, if it was just social media, it would be okay. But the sheer weight of virtual column inches that get devoted to desperately finding some form of controversy. Now we've got conversations. There are conversations to have about the hottest 100. And one of the biggest is the shocking lack of female artists that make it through. And I agree on that. But the media doesn't want that conversation. They want to report on the people who get angry when discussions about gender diversity, which is why we're treated to headlines. Like, and just amazing. It's a whole headline.
Come on.
I completely missed the point. Chet Faker apologizes for mistakenly believing a feminist dig at Triple J's Hottest 100 was an attack on his private school roots.
That's a whole headline?
Well, look, and just in case the insane haiku-like nature of the headline didn't give it away, that's from the Daily Mail, which is a good indicator that it's not news.
Yeah, look, far too much time and far too much fallout from this this poll every year as well, Nick.
Every single year, never the discussions we should be having, always the ones we didn't need to.
All right, that's the first non-news item for the week. What's the second, sir?
Avapocalypse or Apocado, whichever one you call it. Whatever you want to call it, Mitch. If you're a red-blooded Aussie that can't imagine paying an overpriced hipster to serve you brunch without a smashed avo, then the sharp hike in avocado pricing is a national tragedy.
Is it a disgrace?
It's an absolute bloody disgrace. If, on the other hand, you're just moderately fond of the fruit, the name of which does mean the tree's testicle, I'd just like to point out to your listeners, then you might wonder what news about produce pricing is doing outside a copy of the Australian Agriculture Weekly. But no, the stories are flowing thick and fast, not unlike a kale milkshake, with media letting us know that the avocado growers have rejected claims of market manipulation amid national shortage, with the media letting us know that, in fact, brunches are being smashed by avocado prices amid a national shortage, and the simple prosaic fact that Australia is in the midst of a national avocado shortage. They're all real headlines I discovered while doing this. My money goes to the ABC for letting us know that the avocado price rise is driven by scarce supply and increased demand, which might be a chapter in a Year 8 commerce textbook, but it's not news.
Yeah, I mean, I love avocado as much as the next guy, but there's more important things happening in the world. I love the idea that there's like some avocado barons.
Conspiracy. This is my favourite. Avocado conspiracy.
Avocado fat cats keeping pocketing all this coin.
Big avocado.
All right, let's move on. What's the third non-news item this week?
You know, like at least when Amy Schumer was out and she ate the news cycle, it was about her being rambunctious in interviews, not just the fact that she had a film out.
Yep.
There's no excuse like that with the Ben Stiller Zoolander 2 coverage, which is nothing but photos of Stiller making that idiotic face from a film that was popular 15 years ago and that someone has greenlit an unnecessary sequel to.
Do you remember when movies used to actually pay money for marketing?
Do you
remember those days?
I really do. And I remember the exact moment when I realised it wasn't happening that way anymore, when I saw Nicolas Cage interviewed on what I assumed was E! Tonight and turned out to be A Current Affair.
What?
That was a very long time ago. It was probably my proto-not-news formative experience. Look, it makes Australia look like a parochial backwater that the arrival of a moderate celebrity who's pretty much past his use-by date sends us into embarrassing displays of excitement. And then to watch the media struggle to find an angle that could be seen as anything other than an ad for the film, Let's turn once more to that heartland of the headline, the Daily Mail. Once again, this is a whole headline.
Okay.
So hot right now. Ben Stiller strikes his iconic blue steel pose as he attends special fan screening of Zoolander 2, but admits he hates taking selfies. That was their news angle.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, there you go. Three news items, which, let's face it, aren't really news. What's one important story getting lost in the wash, Mr. Healy?
Australia Day, Invasion Day, Sorry Day, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. When the government hands out their Australia Day honours, it's nearly always blokes. Two-thirds were men, as is nearly entirely common over the past few years.
Okay.
Yes, women made up just one-third of the Australia Day honours recipients. That's been the same for 20 years now.
20 years?
20 years, 30% of nominees and 30% of recipients, the lowest proportion since 2007.
That's kind of more important than the whole music poll we touched on at the
start. I think they are arguably both conversations about gender diversity need to be happening in both of them.
Okay.
But the fact that we concentrate so much on the Hottest 100 and completely ignore the governmental honours list is a little disappointing. This is the conversation to have, along with whether we change the date, whether we change the name, what do we need to do to make that part of Australia as inclusive as possible.
And that's more important than the avocado fat cats.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Mitch, are you in the pocket of Big Tree's testicle?
I get it. What an image. We'll leave it on that. No, you can catch Nick Healy 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Thank you very much, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Tuck into some tree testicle.